old school. Used to be a drunk dude. Businessman, nah, everybody love that dude. BobbyBuck.com, BobbyBuck.com. Go ahead, I dare you, log on. Yep, he's old school. Yep, used to be a drunk dude. Businessman, now everybody love that dude. BobbyBuck.com, BobbyBuck.com. Go ahead, I dare you, log on. BobbyBuck.com. Go ahead, log on. Log on. BobbyBuck.com.
Hey, 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 what's happening out there, world?
Peace,
hey.
Peace, peace. Yeah. What's up, man?
Everybody feeling good in here?
Feeling great.
Feeling real
absolutely,
great.
Absolutely.
All right, we got the God out here. We got to celebrate life in here.
Yeah.
We got to celebrate life.
It's going to be a great evening.
It's a good combination. You know what I mean? The God out here, celebrate life. What better way to put it together? You feel me?
Right. Yeah. Organically. That word, organically, is something else.
Mm-hmm.
Mainly just creating, man.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. So what's up, man?
Okay, but hey, how you doing, man?
I'm good, man. Blessed to be here. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Right. Appreciate it.
I appreciate y'all for showing up. So go ahead and state your names.
My name is Soul King, also known as SK from the Liquid Crew. What's up, West Coast? What's up, world?
Yes, sir. And I'm Born a Law, alias the Apostle Sweet Daddy Grace, from a crew called Tabernacle MCs, representing the Church of Hip Hop and Financial Prosperity.
Hey, this Frankie Fresh right here, you know, with my boy Lawman right here, you know, just showing love, you know what I mean?
All right. And I'm Uncle Bean, UNKALBEAN, you know what I mean? AKA Quan C, knowing what's artificial, natural, and self is, Skid Row representative. Blessings to all, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That's what it is. You feel me?
All right, all right. And I'm Bobby Buck, and I'm here, you know, BobbyBuck.com and BobbyBuck.co. So we've got a lot of things cracking this coming year. So y'all better be staying tuned.
Definitely.
All right, let's go ahead and get this going here. So so y'all want to go ahead and start off by playing some music, or y'all want to answer some questions?
I mean, it's up to you.
It's up to y'all, man. Yeah, let's play the first song, Black Lion, and then we go into who I am, what I'm about, you know, and what I got popping. So let's play a tune.
All right.
Soul King, Black Lion, produced by Default. Check
Big
it out.
Default.
Yeah, get at me.
Anybody know who Willie Lynch was? Anybody? Raise your hand. The word lynching came from his last name. His methods were very simple, but they were diabolical. Keep the slave physically strong, but psychologically weak and dependent on the slave master.
Eat the body, hate the mind.
Yep, Black Lion. Yep, yep.
Play you like xylophones. I can stab you, but the gun's in my pocket, homes. Now you don't know who it is. And if they're not cousins, best believe they're relatives. Now it's just how we look and live. For every positive, there's a negative. Now we're getting to square up. Get a job, get a nice haircut. Pay bills, bills start to flare up. Combine magnetic minds, then we paired up. Paradise fact, shot dice in the back with a license to rat. Now these mice is a rat, nibbling the cheese. You can keep that,
I got it from OG.
You can keep those plus degrees, crushing MCs, gas on empty. Don't let no niggas chain me. Kindness for weakness in disguise. It is friendship, lying in trenches, but I'm the Black Lion, rap tyrant, gas start firing. But I'm the Black Lion, rap tyrant, gas start firing. Don't you know you're eating a mouthful of worms? OGs who got burnt out off sherm. I write this for whom I make concern. The devil gotta earn, so you know that you know gotta learn. Growl on your gazelles. Could tell you Fridell on 151 mixed with gingerbread. So you know I'm off the Richter scale. Hold my nuts and windmill. Concrete graffiti rap. Is what they dishy raps. I'm here to take the city back. It's the click clack from Mini Max. Hard go rat attack. When you hit a rat attack, Crescent Heights, cognac, Hawthorne, heroin. My pen got the devil in them. And the beat performs an exorcism. Now you see lyricism. Exclamation point, excitement. This is what happens when I'm writing. You hear the clash of the titans. And we fighting back. We fighting back. Yeah, we fighting back.
I never got a
professor on this campus are here to help you to find, take back, and keep your righteous mind. Because obviously you have lost it.
That's 100, man.
I just gotta do it like that.
That's absolute truth. You know what I'm saying? That y'all showing right there.
Yeah,
you know what
man. I'm saying? Thanks,
because
bro.
So much programming
right
on.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
You feel me?
It ain't the right program.
Right.
So yeah, we just giving them the contrast, man, you know. Everybody will drink that dirty water if they think that's all you have to offer.
Oh, yes.
Elijah told that to Malcolm.
It was just about saying, like, it's got to be an aggressive movement for us to start thinking. Because that's going to be the only way we can save ourselves is when we start using our brains,
right
our own minds, and, you know, connect. Because it's like, you can't do nothing by yourself. Mm-hmm. You have to connect with different people. You have to network. You know, we got to get back into that thing again for things to grow. And so it's kind of like, what can connect better than the mind? Having one mind being on one page. You feel me?
And that's sharing energy.
Yeah.
That's actually sharing energy. Like on the Bobby Buck show, we talked about the power of feeling.
Right.
And that's one of the things, the main things. With the power of feeling, we share feelings, you know what I'm saying, positive and negative.
Yeah.
And
it,
you know what I'm saying? And we have to share, you know what I'm saying, positive energy. That energy circulates, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying?
It's an exchange.
Yeah, and it resonates, you know what I'm saying? It grows, you know what
right.
I mean?
Mm-hmm. So that's, with me, like, that's what it's about as far as the music inspiration, you know what I mean, to make people want to take it to the next level and think about shit, you know, and just keep their mind open, their third eye open, you feel me? Uh-huh. So that's what's so key, because when I got into the game, I was SK from Barbershop MCs, Liquid Crew, King T, Alcoholics and them, and that's how I got into the game.
All right.
And I grew, so I couldn't be that kid at that particular point. So, you know, if evolution's so king, I'm grown now. And I got something to say. You feel me? So that's where that and most of my songs is about. It's resurrecting the B-boy. It's resurrecting the man, the black man, the brown man, the yellow man. You feel me? So that people could wake up and realize that we're connected. You feel me? Just find yourself, then find your brother. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man.
Hours, man.
Well, I tell you what, I like this already.
Man. The God hour, man.
Yeah, we're bringing something to the table. We ain't coming empty-handed.
The powers, man. So powerful in so many different ways. You know what I'm saying? But haven't been conditioned on how to exercise those powers. Mm-hmm. And a lot of us, what ends up happening is when we actually tap into those powers, we don't even recognize it. You know what I'm saying? We just do it.
Right.
And then when somebody bring it to our attention, you know, you've been doing this, that, and the other, and then people make you recognize how much power you've been exercising.
Well, that's what we're doing.
You know
that's
what
we're doing as a people coming together. You know, that's why we come together as the Church of Hip Hop and Financial Prosperity. You know, we talking about pushing the music without selling out the music and still getting our money, still being prosperous, still getting it, you know.
But that's conditioning, like, you know what I'm saying? Conditioning others on how to utilize their power.
Yeah, that's what you do with music. You're teaching people how to party with you, how to rock with you, how to come in your lane. You know, that's what you do. That's what you're putting on your table, your personality, your persona. You're putting that out, maximizing it and saying, yo, this is how I get down. You teach people how to rock to your thing. You know, that's how trends start, because people do see it and then they feel it. That's why in the Church of Hip Hop, like when we start testifying what our teachings are, because we teach that God is the MC. Because the Bible says in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God. So therefore, God had to be an MC. And he gave his only begotten son, and that's the B-boy. And the B-boy is the one that came to us with the four miracles, which are the four elements of hip-hop: graffiti, breakdancing, DJing, and MCing. But the B-boy has been crucified by whack rappers, bloodsuckers of the industry.
Yeah,
so we're talking about resurrecting our B-boy. We're resurrecting the B-boy, bringing the real stuff back. You know, so that's why when you come in, you become born again. That's why my name, Born of Law, but in the church, I'm known as the Apostle Sweet Daddy Grace, because I'm the one that came with the revelation. And then my man right here, he goes by SK, but he's also...
TD, you feel me? TD Cakes.
Bishop TD Cakes. Cakes.
You know, it's a connection. It's a grown man-ism that needs to be spread.
Right.
And we got to do, you know, our job, and it's rough out
and
there.
We bring it. All we doing is bringing good music, man, and we looking to prosper off of it, man, and we trying to do it without selling out the music. You hear me?
Yeah.
But speaking of music, want to go into play one of your
things? Let's play one of my joints off my solo project that's coming soon called Grown Man Bars. Let's play All In. Let's get into that right there, man. Then y'all can see what my flavor is. Because, you know, it's so many different brothers that speaking tongues in so many different ways in the church of hip-hop. You know what I'm saying? So this is my tongue right here.
It's a beautiful thing, though. You know
absolutely,
what I mean?
Absolutely,
absolutely. Yes, sir. Longevity, you a nut for this right here, man. Bananas. Let's feed the gorillas. Yeah. West Coast, man. West Coast, belly man. Yeah.
And when we do it, I say we go all in. We go all in. Or you're nothing. Yeah.
It's feel good right here.
And when we do it, I say we go all in, we go all in, or you're nothing, yeah.
I told him to repent, stop blaspheming in the spit. We had communion, burned the bush and pulled the fifth. Prophesied the end, the serving of many men. Hip hop is dead, but if I take a rapper's head, I swear to live again. The game is flooded, I'ma part the Red Sea, cause these niggas can't swim. I'm a 40-year-old nigga rhyming, I'm all in. I'ma do this and hustle until I win and hit the pin. All glory. Praise to the B-boy. Pressure on these rappers' neck like Little Nimoy. Hold my dick posing for flicks in the tabloids. Getting them for their publishing like they signed the Bad Boy. Yeah, boy. Cold as the guards of Medina. Standing in my square next to a chick thinking Selena. Twisting my Chiba. Just anticipating having to lay hands on one of you bitch-ass niggas,
And when we do it, I say we go all in. We go all in. Or you nothing. Yeah. And when we do it, I say we go all in. We go all in. Or you nothing. Yeah.
What? My cup running over with goose. I'm ducking the noose. In my past life, I was a slave that broke loose. Chewing chunks of forbidden fruit. Ooh, look how daddy do. You wanna pay me, baby? Hey, I ain't mad at you. Passed your offerings. The kush got a brother coughing. Slid some cubes in my yak. Now I'm steady mobbing. Streets is watching. These youngsters' guns is popping. Mom's too busy to watch them. She club hopping and bill popping. I hear guns cocking in my sleep. I wake up with money on my mind and hard meat. White man wanna take me out with shackles on my feet. Good grief, don't pay me no mind. I'm trying to eat. If somebody cut a check for talking greasy on the beat. If not, I'ma get me some work and take it to the streets. I smoke bomb weed and quote 120 degrees. I like my money with dead white folks and all green. Now I mean,
when we do it, I say we go all in. We go all in. Or you nothing. Yeah. And when we do it, I say we go all in, we go all in, or you nothing.
Yes, sir. Church of hip hop and financial prosperity. Yeah.
Yo, who did that beat, man?
Oh, that's my man. Big up to my man Longevity, man. He did that beat. And the brother on the hook name is Jason, man. Big up to them. That's going to be one of my singles I'm going to be putting out. I'm giving y'all new exclusives right now. So I'm bringing something to the table. Man. These are my offerings, man. Tell them to break bread like Jesus said.
I share my bread and wine.
Hey, you want to play that on your segment, man? You got that over there?
Yeah, she's shy
about it.
Yeah, let's go.
Come on, man.
We
got to
hit those.
Come on, man. Pay your ties, man. Pay your ties, man.
We got to keep y'all going.
Yeah, man. So we going to the next cut or how you want to just...
Whatever.
Play your next joint, y'all.
Yeah, let's play the next joint. Soul King, The Wop, produced by Default. from the diaspora, which means the foreigner. You know what I mean? I have a different way of looking at life and looking at things.
All right.
So, getting introduced to the grown man-ism. Shout out to the crew, IPM.
Ugh.
You feel me?
Yes, sir.
Shout out, peace to the gods and the earth.
Absolutely.
Love
peace
laws
to all the gods,
you know
definitely.
Yeah, we'll get Jenny to play that song in just a second. And
man, you know. That's what I got going on right now is Soul King Black Line, the EP,
okay.
Which got the songs that I'm playing now, the Diasporas, the album. It's going to have a lot of good features, and it's just going to be good work, man.
And I'm not just saying it as the homie, man. His new album, man, is his best work I've heard thus far. And I've been on all his albums, man. This one right here is something special. I'm looking forward to it, man.
Yeah, man. Right. So, sponsors, get at us. You feel me?
Absolutely. Break bread, man. You got to pay us.
Okay, what's the name of the song you need again?
This is the song. It's called The WAP. So, Soul King, The WAP, produced by D-Fall off the Black Line EP. Get at it. www.soulkingsk.com. You can get it there, Dat Piff.
Church of Hip Hop and Financial Prosperity.
This is exercise to captivate the mind with lines. Like Somalian pirates, I represent intellectual violence. Like project residents who remain silent. Flamboyant like Ric Flair, I got you in the four-figure lot. A bigger side, I'm looking for a bigger pot. Trapped in a gorilla box, I got the same power my niggas got. I happily pronounce ya, man and Mike with the appetite of it, man friend, fighting for his life, then losing his life, I damaged 10 men with intelligence and eloquence, fucking reverence, nigga, I'm your fucking reference, tell the reverend you're fucking with intelligence, confidence, my confidant is obvious, Spartacus offered us trying to be a communist. My compliments to the chef. My represents to stay fresh. My cadence is the vagrant. Vagabond, trying to put a magnum on. Fuck what you're rapping on, cause hip hop is a marathon. Threshold, softer than Depeche Mode. My next mode, make your neck explode. I project thoughts to stimulate change. I project thoughts to stimulate change. I represent intellectual violence. I represent intellectual violence. I represent intellectual violence. I represent the magic and the message is the fabric of my essence. Mathematics and lessons uprising like a whaler in a depression. Style murderer, ride the beat like I'm Silver Surfer. And got your nose open just like sulfur. My power dominates the pain like Dwight Howard. Dressed in Eddie Bauer, never know the hour that the Son of Man come in. Stacking hundreds, keeping it hunted, hundreds get hunted. Exotic rap, samurai for hire. Poetry provider, make your women perspire, perspire. Poetry provider, make your women perspire. Cause I represent intellectual violence. I represent intellectual violence. I represent intellectual violence. Project Mayhem.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Just trying to
That's that bar work.
Trying to get it in, man. You know, trying to get it in. That's all, man.
Absolutely,
that's
man.
That's more than trying, man. You doing, man.
Thanks, bro. Thank you.
Trying to bring quality music to the table, man. Let me know. I'll do the Pepsi challenge with any of these MCs out here right now, man. Song for song. Come on, I'll do it. I'll take the challenge.
Okay, all right, man.
So we got it going, man. Just doing shows. Promoting the material, man.
Actually, I got a show tonight. Big up to big up to my man out there. Civilized Mind got me out in Santa Ana tonight. I'm gonna pull up the address before we leave, man. We gonna play this other joint, man. Can I play one of mine now, man? This right here is actually the next single I got coming out. The video is gonna be dropping next, man. World premiere. It's a joint called West Side, bigging up to the city. You know, I grew up off of La Cienega and Cadillac, La Cienega and Venice. Big up to all my West Siders out there. And it's a song with me, as well as Lucky I Am from Living Legends, another West Sider, and my man J-Ro, representing the 818, representing from the Licks, the Alcoholic Crew,
man. Shout out to the Antics, you feel me?
Big up to them, man. So let's get into that joint, that West Side joint, West Born Side, Law. Man. And you can get it in streaming, man, online, man, if you go ahead and go to our SoundCloud at the Church of Hip Hop. hip-hop and financial prosperity. Big up Westside, Church of Hip-Hop.
All right.
Dubs up like I'm Pac, a couple hundred Dodger ball caps in your spot, smoking real good, keeping mad hood, hot boxing while I'm smashing through Hollywood, born of all the apostle, daddy grace, they say five alive when they see me in the J's, church of hip hop, yeah, the b-boy to praise, I told you homie I was a claim from the gate, tell your favorite rapper ain't shit to his face, throw up dubs, be like wood and walk away, hey, this for them playboys, and them little boys, cause I can take it far back as some deafy boys, croaker sacks and pirate hats, big insane, took my football and wouldn't give it back. C Street and Cadillac, where my west side is at. What goes around, come around the west coast. Back on
west side, fucking with your mind. West side, that's what it is on mine. Something like a phenomenon. It's none of you dudes is fucking with me. It's west side.
On the bomb green, my eyes red, hang low like mean green. California true school, I don't sip lean. Fairfax, Hamilton, eyes on the team. Girls dock us, cousin from MVP. Now that ain't real banging, but nigga just saying. Sneak a hammer on the bus, fools ain't playing. Mardi Gras, Westwood, nigga start swinging. Started drinking guest jeans in my felines. Race ride at Escuela over Mijas. Popcorn, and yeah, I play since me high. Inglewood, though, fuck the demos, yo. It's incredible, we made it through the 90s, though. Fools is blasting. With a passion, overcolors you could die cause of fashion. It's west side on mines to the cast.
West side, fucking with your mind. West side, that's what it is on mine. Something like a phenomenon. It's none of you dudes is fucking with me. It's west side.
Chest like a necktie, I guess I am the drunken relief. Ain't never seen a cow, but niggas always want beef. Find me sleep at the beach, New Amsterdam Peach. My title you seek, but it's out of your reach, shorty. This some top shelf shit. Try to stop being fresh, but couldn't help it. 818 Annex, Roscoe to Atlantic. The city running frantic, push the button, time to panic. J-Roll from the lick, I'm the Cali Hop president. My lineage is evident, low with enough pumps to lift an elephant. For the hell of it, came through the hammer dance, but I'm known for nailing it. Do your crime, do your time, just keep the west side blowing through your mind.
Something like a phenomenon. It's none of you dudes is fucking with porn. And it's west side all day. West side fucking with your mind. West side, that's what it is on mine.
All right.
Yes, all sir. Right, man. You feel me?
All my West Side riders out there.
West up all sides. That's what I'm talking about, man. I'll tell you what, before we go into our next segment, I want y'all to go ahead and give y'all information, but y'all welcome to stay and kick it with us, too, though.
Oh, for sure, for sure.
I don't want y'all to go nowhere.
Right. Yeah, my name's Soul King. You could find me at SoulKing_SK. That's at Twitter. At the Soul King SK on Instagram and SoulKingSK.com. That you can find everything on there. So right. That's how you get at me. Doing the shows, sponsors, get at me. And then be tuned for the God Hour, man. We gonna expose a lot of local artists that delivering messages and need to be heard. Some dope,
absolutely.
Dope artists. We know.
Absolutely, yeah.
So it's going to be a lot of network. So you feel me? We're going to be back next month. Tune in.
Come on.
The God Hour, man. Next month.
You can get at me on Twitter at L.A. Born Allah. That's LABORNALLAH. And you can get me on Instagram at Daddy Grace, as well as on Facebook, Facebook.com/ Sweet Daddy Grace. And if you're out in there in Santa Ana, out in Orange, man, I got a show tonight, the Golden State Fridays, rocking at 1020 North Batavia Suite D, Orange, California. So if y'all want to get at me, you know, come see me live, come see what I do, man. I appreciate it, man. I'm going to be out there in Orange tonight going in.
Shout out to everybody, man. Peace to everybody. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Go out there to Orange and support family. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Right. Yeah, absolutely. Man, sure. It's dinner time. Tell them to break bread like Jesus said.
Life right now, too.
No question.
Yeah, man, because we got my man Uncle Bean in here, because tonight he's going to have like a little bye week. He got to take a break. He's been working too hard up in here, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. But he's going to be back next week at 8 o'clock celebrating life with y'all people. Y'all know what I'm saying? Let's rock it right now with a little Celebrate Life, huh?
Celebrate your life.
Hey.
Celebrate your life.
Mm-hmm.
Celebrate your life. 8 o'clock on Friday, what I'm gonna do? Be on stereo radio, trying to holler at you. 8 o'clock on Friday, what I'm gonna do? Be on stereo radio,
trying to holler at you.
Hey, this is the Bobby, you know what I'm saying? Bobby Buck, you know what I'm saying? This is the Bobby Buck Show. You know what I'm saying? I stopped by to holler at Bobby. You know what I'm saying? Y'all know SkidRowStudios.com, www.SkidRowStudios.com. You know what I'm saying? Call in 800-893, you know what I'm saying, 9562. Come on, celebrate life. You know what I'm saying? Holler at Bobby Buck. Come with that good conversation. Appreciate the artists that's stepping up in here. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for sure, man. For sure, man.
You spread love. This is all righteous. It's all righteous.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? Talk about the pros and the cons. We always got to talk about the pros and cons. We got pros and cons in life, the good and the bad. And we got to accept it, but we got to build off of it. You know what I'm saying? Take the righteous out of everything. You know what I'm saying? Hey, Bobby.
Yeah.
You try to let me go into a video real quick, right?
We're going to go into a video.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Magnet. Please, ladies, be a magnet. Don't be a ratchet.
Know the difference.
A magnet, you are not attracted to many bad habits. You are just a ratchet girl. You are just a ratchet girl. You are not a magnet, you are not attracted to many bad habits. You are just a ratchet girl. You are just a ratchet girl.
Young tossed up shorty and she always horny, thinking she can even get a cigarette from me. Women go man to man, money go hand to hand. She wants some attention, but for me she can't get. Christina, Molly, Lindsay, get a fix. Dress herself up and I know she full of shit. Did porn, prostitute, and swear virgin. Broke ass, what she do don't even serve a purpose. Potential could be dead, bitch ain't feeling she worth it. Disease, how she fiend, the thing she cursed with. Pretty as fuck, but she ain't attractive. You ain't no magnet, you ain't no magnet.
You are not a magnet, you are not attracted to many bad habits. You are just a ratchet girl. You are just a ratchet girl. You are not a magnet, you are not attracted to many bad habits. You are just
mad about them. Ghost of powder and some pills. You need sinning, sin, sin. Same shit that you do when you're off with that gin. All the above do attract many men. Where is direction? Ain't got no plan. Spend all of your time just laying in bed. Fucking give it niggas heads, then you regret that shit. You are not a magnet. You are not attracted to many bad habits. You are just a ratchet, girl, girl. You are just a ratchet, girl. You are not a magnet. You are not attracted to many bad habits. You are just a ratchet, girl, girl. You are just a ratchet, girl. I'm not attracted. She's beautiful, I'm not attracted. She's cute, but I'm not attracted. I like her shoes, but I'm not attracted. Nice face, but I'm not attracted. Nice thighs, but I'm not attracted. Nice tits, but I'm not attracted. Because I know she's a ratchet.
You are not a magnet. You are not attracted to many bad habits. You are just a ratchet, girl, girl. You are just a ratchet, girl. You are not a magnet. You are not attracted to many bad habits. You are just a ratchet, girl, girl. You are just a ratchet, girl.
Hot, man.
I got a question for y'all real quick. You know what I'm saying? Pertaining to the song as far as, you know what I'm saying, the chemistry, the magnetic chemistry, you know what I'm saying, with man and woman and women feeling that they're magnets, you know what I'm saying, but then they just, they ratchet. So, you know what I'm saying? It can't come together. You know what I'm saying? How do y'all feel about that?
You know, it's kind of like, you know, you just got to be, you got to understand that there's going to be, that there's women out there that know that, you know, that pussy's their power. You understand what I'm saying? So niggas are going to always be attracted to them. Now, depending on that woman, whether she's like, you know what I mean, grown right, like a mama taught her right, and she got values, then she's got a different attraction because the moon got the same attraction as the sun. It's just depending on what you're dealing with. So it just depends on that type of wisdom. So it's like, you know, they got to elevate themselves. For the ratchet, it's just like she know the, on the base or at the bottom, she got that, and that's what niggas want, and that's her come up. But a woman that's grown, handling her biz, got more to offer to the table.
I'll say this though, a woman can have everything, the looks and everything, and still be a ratchet.
Right, because it's just her looks.
I think the simple way of explaining it is that every woman ain't for you. You know how many sisters have you thrown to the wayside that's happily married and happily with somebody else? You know what I'm saying? So that's the jewel of it is that you just out here trying to find if people fit. You know, we can sit here and judge on what they do because I know my past is just as ratchet as I done swung mine plenty of night. So the ultimate thing is that do you fit? You know, that's what it is. It ain't about changing people or judging what they do. It's just do you fit? You know, because I done left a lot of sisters and I'm happy where I'm at and I know sisters and left me and they happy where they at. So that lets you know that, you know, happiness can be obtained regardless. And I done had a few flippers. And I seen a few flippers go and get solid dudes that's taking care of them and everything. But around my way, they're flip. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so. It's true, though, because another man's trash is another man's treasure.
That's what it is. Just because you don't want it don't mean nobody else don't.
Right,
no,
right.
But what I was getting at is like the song in itself, that song is titled Magnet.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It's a beautiful song, but it's a sad song. You know what I mean? Because I watch all these different, you know what I'm saying, mm-hmm. these different females take themselves through all these different issues. I'm saying, and create all these different problems for themselves. In the video, a lot of people was like, well, you have a bunch of young girls in the video and different, right. You know what I'm saying, different models and stuff like that. And all I had was, you know what I'm saying, the people that I see every day walking in front of my store, you know what I'm saying, on my block, on my corner, you know what I'm saying, prostitutes, you know what I'm saying, in their addiction and, you know what I'm saying, all these different things. And they're, some of them in their 30s, some of them in their 40s, a couple in their 20s, you know what I'm saying, others in their 50s and 60s. But this is where, you know what I'm saying, what these young girls actually become.
Right.
Being so stuck in a state of mind, thinking that they are a magnet, but they abusing themselves. They chasing abuse and different things. It's kind of like what I show in the video. You look at the video, you know what I'm saying? You know, you running for this dude, he's slapping you up, you're getting high, the dude you even buying your drugs from, he beating you up, you know what I'm saying? You just, you know what I'm saying? You're so used to self-abuse, you can't even allow yourself. You know what I mean? And it's just a hard thing because, you know what I mean? Us as men, especially black men in America, we go through so much. And then, furthermore, our women get more psychologically abused than we do. More manipulated than we do. You know what I mean? Because those that manipulate them know that they can manipulate us.
Well, it's all a manipulation game because everybody's trying to get what they want. You know, those are the trials that everybody go through because the equal of the other end of the spectrum with that is that how many burnt out dudes you know. You know what I'm saying? So it exists. That's what we need to do is erase the gender thing like it's worse. Everybody's going to go through their trials, you know, because I mean, I've been with sisters that seen AX dude, and I'm looking at him like, yo, you used to mess with him. He'd be like, oh, he wasn't like that back in the day. He burnt out now. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That's the equivalent of what we may say when we see a sister out there, woo, woo, woo. So the level still exists. You know, everybody's going to go through their trials. Some people going to go through it and come out on top and learn from it and stuff because, like I said, everybody done did it. You know, nobody is clean. Ain't nobody coming to the table with their hands ain't dirty, you know?
Right. That's real talk. That's real talk.
Yeah. Everybody got their history, man. Everybody do, man.
Yeah. And there's a quote that says, you attract what you are. So everybody's a magnet anyway, man and woman. So just depends on who you are. You're going to be attracted because life is about filling the voids. So she may have a piece you need, and you may have a piece that she needs. You feel me?
Well, all in all, the song for me, when I wrote it, you know what I'm saying, and we did the composition and everything, it was more so about me watching, you know what I'm saying, women in general abuse themselves.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And stuck in a state of mind. Well, stuck in denial, you know, so to speak. And that's a part of, like, my new album, Reality of Deceit, you know? You know what I mean? A lot of people just fixated, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Just fixed in their mind that, yo, this is how the world is and this is how their world is, you know what I'm saying? And never really want to look at the reality of it. You know?
Real
game.
Yeah,
real game.
Yeah. But I know.
You don't say.
But I know I talk to, like with some women, though, like they don't want to take accountability for their own actions. And they just rather sit back and put everything 100% on a man, too.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd be 100 against it. I'd be on Facebook giving it to him. Because I said, you got to have accountability for your own actions for allowing access and protect your own body parts if you don't want anything to happen.
Decision-making. That's what all boils down to.
Right.
Decision-making.
You know, being right. Being right, period. Being, just be right. Just be right. You know, I got a self-help book called Easy to Do Bad, Hard to Do Good, you know? And I have a poetry book, well, actually a book one and book two of Broken Down House Still Standing. And we talked about that last week, you know what I'm saying, on Celebrate Life. And I think Bobby Buck has some questions for me. So
yeah.
We're going to go through these questions real quick, and I'm going to let y'all hear the theme song for easy to do bad, hard to do good.
Okay.
You gonna play that song now?
No, we can go away. We can do the Q&A real quick.
Okay, all right. Well, I'll go ask you first, what is the meaning of the reality of deceit?
Well, you know, so we're just talking about it. You know
yeah.
what I'm saying?
Like, about to, I
mean, well, the whole programming, you yeah. know what I'm saying? The whole system of programming, you know, accepting, adapting, and adjusting. We was born into this design. We didn't create this design. We was born into it. So therefore, you know what I'm saying? We had to accept, adapt, and adjust. We have been deceived in so many different ways. So, you know.
Yeah.
We pass down from generation to generation, you know what I'm saying, deceit. It was things that we believed that we didn't even know, you know?
Yes.
And we accepted it.
Mm-hmm.
We adapted to it. And every day we adjust to it. It's the same way like every day you pay your bills. Every day, you know what I'm saying, you got to work to eat. It doesn't stop. It's continuous. It's continuous. You have to accept, adapt, and adjust just based on the design of the program in which we were born into, that we accept and adapt and adjust to. And if you refuse, how can you actually function, exist in society? How can you live? You can't even own. And therefore, in the United States of America, they tell you you own something, but you don't own anything. That's the reality of deceit. When people look you in your face and tell you love, but they ain't showing it.
Mm.
That's the reality of deceit. Smile with you, eat with you, walk miles with you. And still will deceive you. The reality of what we accepted, adapted, and adjusted to. You know what? Right now, let's go to this song real quick. And life being bad is so easy, you know? And being good sometimes is so hard.
real talk.
Yo, right.
Yeah, hard to do good. Yeah, easy to do bad. Yeah. Hard to do good, yeah. Easy to do bad, yeah. Hard to do good, easy to do bad. Hard to do good.
And life being bad is so easy. And being good sometimes is so hard. Hard to do good. And life being bad is so easy.
So easy.
And being good sometimes is so hard.
Let me walk you to the church as I read you a verse. You need to put God first. It's so fucking hard, but it's so easy for you to commit crimes, for you to take lives.
And life being bad is so easy, and being good sometimes is so hard. Life being bad is so easy, and being good sometimes is so hard.
So I tell my brother go to church. Let me walk you to the church.
put God first. It's so fucking hard, but it's so easy for you to commit crimes, for you to take lives.
And life being bad is so easy, and being good sometimes is so hard. And life being bad is so easy, and being good sometimes is so hard.
Yo, we back again. Bobby Buck Show. It's all good, yo.
Celebrating life, Bobby yo, Buck.
Absolutely. We got Mr. Molly in the
boom,
house.
Boom, boom, boom.
You know what I'm saying? And blessings, Empress, you know what I mean? Yes, introduce yourself.
This is Lainey Dredd.
The one and only.
Bless. Yeah. Man, I enjoyed that so much.
Oh, good thanks.
That was awesome.
Good thanks. We know in life, you know what I'm saying, like,
yes, ma'am.
In life, we talk about, you know what I'm saying, especially on the show, we talk about celebrating life, you know what I'm saying? Again, thank you, Bobby Buck, so much, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Through,
yes,
you know what I'm
sir.
Saying? To the Bobby Buck Hour, you know what I'm saying? The Bobby Buck Show.
Big yeah. up, Bobby
and,
Buck.
And we can celebrate life. You know, in celebrating life, we have to appreciate life, even when life is passed on. And the spirit is still traveling. We know it's, you know what I'm saying, they still right here with us.
Right,
but you know
right
what I'm saying? They you know what I'm saying? But they had to, the vessel in which they were in, you know what I'm saying, they had to leave it to go to the next one.
Right.
You know what I mean? But in celebrating life, it's appreciating life. You know what I'm saying? Knowing that we have had, you know? It ain't written nowhere because that love is still there.
Right on.
You know what I'm saying? I said again, knowing that we have had, it ain't went nowhere because the love is still there.
Boom. Straight up.
You know? Straight and we celebrate up. Life, you know what I'm saying, and keep on living and keep on appreciating it for all of those that are in our lives, period. You know? And we want to express, you know what I'm saying, our gratitude to those, you know what I'm saying, that have passed, you know, in these times. Definitely big up my little sister. I love you to death, Tisha. You know, even after death. I love you, Uncle Marcus, Uncle Jonathan. I love all of y'all. You know what I'm saying? All the guys that I've lost from the set. Everybody. You know? I love everybody that's still living, whether you know it or not. I love you. You know what I'm saying? Most High bless me. I love you. And I'm going to share my love to you. Let's celebrate life. Bobby Buck, you got something you want to say real quick?
Oh, yes. Speaking on the same thing, I got a little something that happened back home, Arkansas. My daughter's half-brother died on last Friday, on October 31st.
Mm.
And today was his homegoing and everything. So what I'm going to do at the end of the show, I'm going to put up his obituary and end the show with a moment of silence and give respect. Because he was 8 years old.
Oh, man.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah, he was born with a heart condition, but the little dude was an angel. And I make a quote and phrases, but everything that happened bad is not negative, and everything that happened negative is not bad.
Mm.
It gives us an opportunity to exercise our mind and test our faith. Because with his deceasing, it brought my family and their family, all families together. The whole town has come together. Right. And, you know, and it's some magical things happening in the midst of what has happened that people just look at it as a sad occasion. But like I say, it's supposed to be a homegoing celebration.
Right.
Like you say, we always got to celebrate life.
Mm.
You know, no matter what, no matter how it looks, celebrate it.
Right.
Celebrate it. So, you know, so I won't give it much respect.
Yeah. I recently just lost my aunt to cancer last Tuesday.
Okay.
And, you know, this is a woman that influenced me in many ways.
Okay.
For me to become the man that I am today.
Right
on.
You
know what I mean? And,
yeah.
You know, I want to dedicate tonight to her, as well as my brethren, Chescott Thorpe, who passed away this Tuesday.
Okay.
Two very important people that helped molded me from a boy to a man musically and in life. You see what I'm saying?
Right on.
And we're doing an event, actually, this Saturday for the victims of murdered children. Lady Dredd, you want to elaborate on that? You know what I mean?
Oh, yes, indeed. First of all, I just want to say hello.
Yes.
And thank you. All right, sorry. I want to say hello and thank you for having me.
Right on.
my brother here, Mr. Molly. He's always by my side. So what we do is try to uplift the communities and make them know and make them aware that we need to stop the killing.
Yes.
So I wrote this song some years ago for the Justice for Murdered Children Foundation.
Okay.
And we always plan for them no matter what. Whatever they do, I just tell them, you call me, we're there for you. Oh, maybe that's what's happening. Okay. I got a big head.
Full of knowledge.
There you go. Sorry. So I wrote this song called Makeshift Memorials. One day I was coming home from work, and almost every corner that I turned on was a makeshift memorial. Teddy bears, candles, tennis shoes, pictures. And I just like, man, we got to stop killing each other. What is this? So I wrote this song for my dear families that have lost their children and their loved ones to the streets, which included myself, for my father was killed, shot in the head while I was in high school. He didn't even get to see me graduate and become the woman that I am today. So this is very important for me as well as everyone else that has lost a loved one, that we shout it out. We never let it go. We never stop. We never give up. We must keep this going, that we have to stop the killing.
Right.
And it's more than one way of killing. We don't always have to have a gun. We don't always have to have a knife. Sometimes it's this little thing we call the tongue. You know how we talk about each other, backbite, cheat, lie on each other. So that's a part of this song, Makeshift Memorials. And that's what we do, bring life everywhere we go. Set the stage on fire.
Yes, sir. And it's going down tomorrow. It's actually a 3-day event, so they had something tonight. We'll be performing tomorrow, and they have an event on Sunday. So anybody who's available, San Pedro.
Yes. Port-a-Call.
Port-a-Call, you know what I mean? Come out, celebrate. It's a great cause, you know, justice for murdered children. Not just children, but just the violence all around, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Y'all, my lady.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Would you like to voice a little bit of the song there?
Well, we have a CD.
I think I left the CD in the car.
Oh, you did? No.
Oh, did I give it to you?
You can just sing a little bit.
Well,
a cappella the thing.
A cappella?
Yeah.
Oh, God. All right. Makeshift memorials on every corner. Candle lights are burning because another one's are gonna. Tell me when we're gonna stop killing one another. You can stop this madness if you really wanna. Yeah. How many times am I gonna have to hear another mother cry? Oh, just look into the Lord and scream and asking God why. Oh, say, not my child, Lord. Please say it ain't so, no. But now I'm dressed in black and my head hangs low. But Lord, please help us, won't you hear my cry? Yeah. And in the streets, Lord, please don't let me die, no. To do your will, Lord, I will try, to keep my head looking to the sky.
Makeshift
Memorial.
Makeshift
Memorial.
Big up.
Yes,
Mr.
Molly,
bless up.
Big respect.
All right, y'all. I really appreciate y'all coming in, celebrating life on the Bobby Buck Show.
And, boom, Bobby Buck.
Yeah. Hey, you got them skills, dog. I ain't gonna let you slide, but I'll let people know. But we got to all get together and just start bringing some things. This coming year, it's my quote phrase for, it's going to be 2015, it's going to be the year for endless positive possibilities.
Yes, sir.
And we got to end on a note like that. And I want to say rest in peace to Kevon Robertson.
Yes.
And that's it for the Bobby Buck Show. Moment of silence. Appreciate y'all. Thank you.
Bless.